Straight with that. Put it down. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, go Callum! Go Callum! Yeah, you have to hold it down. You have to hold it like that, and then blow. Oh, get a bit more. Okay. So, whilst I try to do that, the thing about bubbles that I love, okay, is that bubbles are really shiny. They reflect the light, they're all very colourful, and they're all very, they're great, aren't they? But the problem with bubbles is, they pop. Okay? I feel like when we come to Christmas time, we can get so caught up with all the trappings, we get so caught up with all the colours, and all the different things, and the turkey, and the presents, and the tree, and the decorations. We're so caught up in that. But in a moment, it's gone, and it means nothing. And the whole story of the Bible, the whole reason we have Christmas, isn't about just celebrating someone's birthday. It's about what he's done for the whole of eternity. So it's going to last forever. Okay? So whereas bubbles, they're trying very hard to do, well done, oh, fantastic. But they only last a moment. Okay? When we come before Jesus, we can be friends with him, and that can last forever. Okay? Now Zacchaeus, in our story, he wasn't liked by anyone. He was seen as a bad person. We had a bit of a boo when he was mentioned as a tax collector. Ooh, it's not nice. And he wasn't liked by many people. People didn't like him. And when Jesus came along, he heard that Jesus had something to say, which was quite important. Oh, very good, very good. He heard that Jesus had something to say, which is very, very important, okay? And so what he did, he hid up a tree. So he thought he wouldn't be seen by anyone at all. But when Jesus walked past, he knew that Zacchaeus was there. And he said to Zacchaeus, come down. He said, because although other people... Okay, guys, do you want to sit down? Have a seat. Have a seat. Although everyone else liked Zacchaeus, Jesus said, I like you, Zacchaeus. Come down. I'm going to come to your house today. I'm going to eat with you. And that was a big no-no in those days. A big, don't do that at all. But Jesus said, I want to be friends even with the people who no one else likes. And maybe you've experienced at school, and there's someone in your school, maybe yourself, who people don't like. They might get bullied. But Jesus says that he wants to be friends with everyone, no matter who you are, no matter whether you're the poorest person or the richest person. He says, I want to be friends with you. And I only want to be friends with you right now. I want to be friends with you forever. And so you can be friends with Jesus. And that's what Zacchaeus found out. He can be friends with Jesus. And when he came to Jesus, and when he met Jesus, it changed his whole life. And he was filled with great joy. And he was so happy. He was so happy because there was someone, a friend, who would never leave him. A friend who would always be there for him. A friend to always play with. A friend to always talk to. And he was so happy about this. And at Christmas time, we talk about the joy that came into the world. There's a hymn we sing called Joy to the World, because the Lord has come. And Jesus has come to the world at Christmas time. We remember that Jesus has come into this world so he can be friends with each one of us. And he can be friends with each one of us, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done. We can have a relationship with him, we can have a friendship with him for all of eternity. And I think that's absolutely amazing. That's why Christmas is a really joyful time. Because when everything else around us might seem great, for Zacchaeus, he had all the money in the world. He had everything he'd ever want. He had all the money in the world. But he wasn't very happy, because no one liked him. And like the bubbles, it can look fantastic. It can look amazing. You can say, if I just have a bit more money, have a bigger bubble, I'll be happy. But actually, ultimately, it pops, and it leaves us with nothing. But Jesus says that he can give you something which will last forever. And that's a friendship with him. And that's what I want to tell you this morning, is that God loves each and every one of us. And he wants to be friends with us. And that's why Jesus came at Christmas time. We'll remember his birthday, because he's a guy who will always be with us. Amen. Should we pray? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are a friend to us. We thank you that you say in your word that you're closer than a brother or a sister. You're closer than a mum or a dad. Father God, we thank you that you love us so much that you would come into this world so that we can be friends with you again. even though we've been so horrible to you at times. We thank you, Lord, that you love each and every one of us. Bless everyone here, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Fantastic. Now, you might be able to afterwards come and speak to me and have a go with the bubbles. But we're going to sing again now.
Yes, we are.
So the band will come back up.
So, whatever on your feet again, everyone, on your feet.
Oh. Good morning. It's been great to have fun with you before God. So let's go now in the blessing.
Should we pray?
Should we pray?
Okay.
Father God, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can come before you, Lord. And as David dealt, so we can dance with you, Lord. And Lord, let our prayer be that we'll become even more undignified than this. Because you're a God worthy of praise. You're a God worthy of all rejoicing. Because God, you have sent joy into the world in the person of Jesus. Come and be our friend, both now and Lord forever. So bless us, I pray, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can we just share in the words of grace together?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us all,
evermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.